We got a political bombshell this week when U.S. Senator Carl Levin said he's not going to run for re-election next year. Did you see this coming, Jack?
Well, sort of. In past years, he's very early, very eagerly said that he was going to run. He did that 6 years ago. But this year, he said he was going to have a decision by the end of February. He was kind of delaying. And so I think a lot of people sort of suspected this.
So who do you think will be in the running, Jack?
Well, a lot of people probably, but the main focus, I think, on the Democratic side is Gary Peters, the three-term congressman from the 14th District, which includes a odd mixture of Wayne and Oakland counties. On the Republican side, there's a lot of names being mentioned. Probably the most prominent, my guess would be, the front runner is Mike Rogers, a longtime congressman now from the Lansing area, head of the House Intelligence Committee. So we'll just have to wait and see.
The Detroit City Council says not so fast when it comes to the governor's appointment of an emergency manager. Mayor Bing says it's just going to happen. It doesn't really matter what anybody says at this point, does it, Jack?
Well, the city council can appeal, but they're appealing to the governor himself, and it would be very strange if he decided to reverse himself, especially after such a long process and the report of the financial emergency team that examined Detroit's finances. I think that they're doing a pro forma thing that's mainly for political consumption rather than anything else. And Mayor Bing and one councilman, Gary Brown, the president pro tem, say, you know, this is, you know, let's just get on with it and make the best of it as we can.
The discussion of same-sex marriage in Michigan was put on hold after it looked like a district judge might make a ruling on Michigan's constitutional amendment. What happened, Jack?
Well, nobody can really fault, whatever your opinions are on the issue, no one can really fault Federal Judge Friedman for doing this because the U.S. Supreme Court is going to rule on a case in California on a similar law where California has banned same-sex marriages. And while their ruling could be a very narrow one, applying only the specific case, it makes perfect sense for Judge Friedman to wait, see what the Supreme Court says, and then craft a ruling that's in agreement or at least not an open contradiction to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Of course, what the U.S. Supreme Court says trumps everything else, and with them about to rule imminently within the next few weeks, certainly, it would make no sense for him to rule now.
Well, as always, thanks for the updates, Jack. Have a great weekend.
Have a nice sunny weekend yourself.